Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
The second background I want to bring to you is from Luke chapter 18, verse 8. I want us to look at Luke chapter 18, verse 8. So the problem now is that we will not finish this message. It says, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, shall he find faith on earth? So, this is Jesus. This is a prophecy. This is just Jesus telling us that most likely, by the time he comes back again, most of us, most people on earth, will not be ready to go. Are we together? So, if your teacher comes to the class and tells you ahead that if you don't handle this project like this or do it like this, you are going to fail. Is the teacher being wicked? He's giving you heads up. So, because sometimes you hear this type of message and you may want to feel like, oh, you are being judged, you are being condemned. No. It's just like the teacher, your exam is next 2 weeks and the teacher comes to you and says, this is the area of focus. I want you to study reproductive system, study circulatory system in biology. And it gives you a host of topics to go and study. He's telling you ahead is this thing is going to come out. So there are no emotions to it, as it were. It's not everybody who is derailing like you. Do you understand? And when I say derailing, I'm not talking about not making mistakes. I'm talking about, do you still have the Holy Spirit in you that hinders and prevents you from sleeping when you are in sin? Or have you found a way to sleep while you know that you have sinned against the Lord? If you find that having committed a sin, you lose your peace, the Holy Spirit refuses to allow that matter go until you address it, that means your name is still in the book of life. That means God still reckons with you. That means you are still his child. See, I hope you heard me say, I'm not saying you cannot make mistake. Eh? But what you do with your mistake is now the situation, the problem now. So Jesus said that just like the in Luke chapter 18, verse 8, he said, however, he said, when the Son of Man comes, when he comes, he said, will he find faith? So it means, it seems to me that Jesus already knows that men will always love darkness more than light. Because there's something about darkness. You become yourself. You are able to do whatever you want to do. So that's the second scripture that is informing this series we are taking. And I think even if I stop here, you already have something to think about. Amen. Now the third scripture is in Luke chapter 17. Luke chapter 17 from verse 26 to 27. If you want to be a disciple of Jesus, you need to study the book of Luke. Study it very well. Verse 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Who is the Son of Man? Jesus, right? What happened in that day of Noah, in the days of Noah? The scripture says that they did eat and they drank. They married wives. I'm ready in verse 27. They ate, they drank, they married wives, they were giving their children in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. Now, let me ask you a question. You know, this, are you blessed? You know, when Noah first gave that prophecy, that, flood is coming. Eh? A lot of them laughed. Do you know that they did not believe him? Because they didn't even understand what he was saying. What do you mean by water will fall from heaven? Doesn't make sense, okay? Maybe you had a dream, but maybe it's like a parable. Maybe it's not like rain will fall. You understand? You need to pray more. When they asked the pastor in the other church, he said, that man, he doesn't understand him. He's always seeing mad things. He doesn't, Noah, sometimes not sure if he's psychologically stable because he talks about things that out of respect, he doesn't want to tell him because he's an elderly man. But it's like the man is not okay. But just keep it between two of us, you understand? But Noah is not okay. And the madman went to the market to buy wood. He drew the plan on paper. He became an architect. So the mount, this place will be like this, 15 inches. It was, Baba, I don't know why somebody will have a dream or be claiming to hear voices, but there's something wrong. Sir, I want to talk to your wife. Do you know that wise? You know that thing was for 120 years. That old madness. Between the time God spoke to him and when the rain came, 120 years. Some people who heard him when he first said, "Thus said the Lord." Some of them even they've died. And they'll be laughing as they die that. This madman, I'm 300 years old now, I'm dying. No water. By the time people die, you yourself, you're like, let me not even allow this thing again. Let me just be following God much more. But anytime he wants to bring his voice, God will say, shout! Rain is coming. So when you say the God of Abraham is your God, do you know how many mad things Abraham had to believe? God will say, change your name to Abraham. God, you can do something in my life. I don't want to shout until the testimony is perfected. You understand? God will tell you, go and share the half partial testimony. Share it on Sunday. Then when you share, people will not know that to clap or to cry because the testimony is like you are saying you are trusting God. The thing has not happened, but God told you it will happen. Madam, why didn't you wait for God to do it? Say, God said, I should say, it's okay. Mad people everywhere. You want to follow God and you are still normal. When God wants to start with you, he will give you a small dose. You know those soldiers, when they are going to war, if you are new, there's one injection they will give you. So your brain will be touching. When you get to the battlefield, when you hear ta-ta, ta-ta, you too, you will shoot again. Then when you come back from the war, so that you will not go and start missing, they will give you another one. Our brother Noah, for 120 years, had to deal with shame. Only for 8 people to be saved. Are you telling me it was God's will for only 8 people to be saved? But Jesus came years later and now referred back to that thing. He said the same way that Noah preached. The moment he finished preaching in church like this, they were announcing wedding the next day. Wedding. They did not listen to the man of God. And for 120 years, people were boogied. He said, Jesus will come. But later the pastor changed his message. If you die now, it should be your Jesus has come. You did not hear that one. They started preaching because at some point the pastor was not even sure again. In my own church, where I was going before, say, if you die today, your Jesus has come. Even when we go for burial ceremony, they'll say, it's Jesus. I said, but yes, I agree, but Jesus said he's still come. They say,
Oh God, forget about that. Once you die, your Jesus has come. I said, it's okay. Let me just keep quiet. But me, I know what I saw is that they said he will come from. Sometimes I just sit down like this. I'll be laughing because I don't. Even if I tell you why I'm laughing, it won't be funny too. This thing is in the Bible. Jesus told us that the way the thousands and hundreds of thousands rejected the gospel of Noah, that's how they will reject his own gospel, and then he will come suddenly. What's that telling you? It means most people that you will ever meet in your life will not know what to do with Jesus. Most people you will meet for the most of your life, if you live for 70 years, if you are lucky, you will see 10 people that are following Jesus from their heart. If you are lucky, you will see 10 people. Because Moses lived for more than he preached for 120 years. He only saw 8. So who are you to see 10? Are you still here? Church is quiet. Are you here? You know, it's not my message. I'm just the messenger. I know why some people will not come on Tuesday, because the message on Tuesday is like now. Somebody is thanking God that I did not come so that he can be hearing the message with earpiece, etc. But even if you reduce the volume of that thing, the message will enter your heart and strike you. Because if Jesus told us ahead that the last day, like the day of Noah, most people will not be saved. It means for that prophecy to happen, we will have more fake churches than real churches. It means for that prophecy to happen, we'll begin to preach another gospel. Live and let live. It's the heart that matters. Is this? We'll begin to say something that someone, when you say, like, this thing, it sound one kind for my ear. It looked like the truth, but this kind of message is what you need to hear every day. So that when Satan is pulling you, you will be shouting, help, 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 help. And don't say you are old. Even if you're as old as Methuselah, if you still have a voice, shout. Please tell your neighbor if you're in trouble. Shout. Let God hear your voice. Oh. Let God hear your voice. Let him know that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And this flesh is already going. May the Lord have mercy on us. Revelation chapter 2. So we are going to look at the seven churches. But we'll just take Ephesus today. Revelation chapter 2 verse 1. Let's read quickly. We are going to take the first few verses. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus. Write. This thing says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand. Now, please, I want you to look at it. Let's use the screen. No, go back to... Sorry, I will not scare people. These things says he. This is Jesus talking here. And please, because people will give you some other definition for who Jesus is. But if you want to be saved on the last day, you must know him as the lion and the lamb. If you know him as the lion, that's savior. As the lamb, that's savior. The lamb that was shed for our sins. But say, as lion is your king. If you only know him as a lamb, you will be among the foolish virgins on the last day. The good news is that the curriculum is not hidden. And I will show you some of the items. And I want you to, please, if you can write. If you have the patience, go back and listen to this message on YouTube. And let me tell you, this message of today, I'm not preaching it for you. This message I'm preaching today, I struggle to preach this message, Brapat. This message I'm preaching now, I'm struggling to preach it. You know why? People don't want to hear it. So today's message, I am unhappy to tell you that I am preaching this message for my own soul. This today's message is for, I'm preaching it for myself, because I have seen that it doesn't take too long for a man to be lost. So I am preaching it so that I can be saved. I want to be saved. I don't all this rubbish I'm saying around. This message is for me. So maybe if you are like me, congratulations. Put up that scripture. He said, this is the person speaking is the one who owes the 7 stars. I don't know if you've ever seen Jesus as someone that walks about. You know the way some of us would be juggling ball, or small, small balls in those days, in the days of disco. Some people can juggle lots of balls on one hand. Jesus walks about holding 7 stars in his right hand. And if you read Revelation chapter 1, it tells us that the 7 stars are the 7 angels to those churches. Or, for the sake of this message, the message was given to 7 churches, so there were 7 stars. If they add Nigeria to this list, it would be more than 7. If they add Harvest Word. So, put up that scripture. So I want you to see the person you call your Jesus, because social media is selling a lie. They want to redesign who Jesus is. They want to tell us he did not die. They want to tell us he was not punished. They want to tell us it's all about love. Excuse me. Read Revelation chapter 2. He said, I am the one talking to you now. Look at what he said. He said, this thing says he who holds the 7 stars in his right hand. And this 7, in Revelation chapter 1, he says, are the 7 angels. The word angels there is the word, that same word that is used for messenger. The angels to these churches. The pastors, the messengers to those churches were the stars. Then he says, he walks in the midst of the 7 what? Golden lampstands. What are the 7 golden lampstands? In Revelation chapter 1, these are those 7 churches that he was talking about. So every church that is established by God, every church that has a pastor who is preaching the truth, as that church, every church in Nigeria, not all churches, every church that was established by Jesus, not based on you fought with your former pastor, you went to start your, not that one. Not that you are angry at me. You now cross to the other street and open a shop and call it church. I said, any church that Jesus was the one that commissioned, they have a lampstand. Do you remember, man of God, that when God was going to speak to Samuel, he was sleeping beside the lampstand. And the fire was going out. When God saw that the fire was going out, what people see in that story is that God spoke to Samuel and Samuel ran to Eli. What people didn't observe is that was God's last effort to look for how to preserve that fire from going out. Because once the fire on that candle goes out, it means no more revelation in that country. If they pray, there will be no answer. If they ask the prophet, no, he will not see any vision. And coincidentally, God found a small child, like this my brother, lying in the church. Was the brother praying for God to call him? The man they gave him to, that take care of this boy, the man had a bed. But he kept the boy in the church. Mama, you gave your son to me that I'm traveling. Let him stay with you. Then you call your son. Your son said he's sleeping at the veranda outside. Me, I'm in my bedroom. Do you understand? So there's something wrong with that priest. But we'll come another day and look at it. Coincidentally, where they put him was where God came to. And God said, this is an emergency. The fire, this is the only temple in the whole earth where my voice is. Where my presence is. This is, it's just like you. When God says you are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And he says, Fatima is the only person now that we have. And our fire is about to go out. Then God begins, who is there? If it is Sister Eniwaju that is beside her. Even if God doesn't want to call her before. He has called you. Because you, by mistake, you slept beside the candle. The candlestick is so important. That is how we know any church where there's God's presence. Because that, you know, oh goodness, no time. You know, some people don't know say, I know Bible small. But do you know that the Old Testament, that outer court holy place, the candlestick was not found in the outer court. It was found in the place that was called holy, the holy place. That means from here, no uncleanliness can enter. So there was a candlestick there. There was showbread. There was a table, which means this is the place of revelation. This is the place where you'll be guided. You'll be taught the way of the holiest of all before you can proceed. This the holy place is very sick. Sometimes people want to see archangel. They want to, oh God, slow down. Start from the holy place. Oh no, go and start from the outer court and begin to cleanse yourself. And every morning when you wake up, you really should start from the outer court and cleanse yourself and pray and say, Lord, peradventure there's any evil way in me. Cleanse me. Oh, the way I spoke to this person yesterday, Lord, I'm sorry. I will go and apologize to him or her. You know, take care. Don't start every day fresh, because even the book of Psalms says, he daily loads us with benefit, which means every day is a new opportunity. Don't say, oh, yesterday I was righteous. No, you start every new day. Once you wake up, you start afresh. Don't say, I prayed 3 hours yesterday. Okay, because of that, you want to go on strike today. Do you think a part-time Christian can defeat a full-time devil? You become a Christian anytime you like. And you are fighting a devil that fought your grandfather, Adam. Destroyed him, destroyed his wife. Fought all the people in your lineage. You are here now. You are claiming Yoruba. Maybe your ancestors are from Egypt. They fought them till they drove them to Yoruba land. You are here. Say, we are the royal family. Which royal family? You are from Republic of Chad. But the people that have information, they are dead. So you are here claiming that you are American. The candlestick is the most important item in any church. Without it, it means that church is dead. The Spirit of God also tells us in the book of Proverbs. He said the Spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, which means the candle of the Lord is also the evidence that God is in your life. Without it, you will be a Christian, but you'll be useless. You will be a Christian, but you'll be powerless. You will be a Christian, but you will not have any revelation. I am telling you people, you know, I've heard you by prophetic people, and I'm telling you, ask yourself, God, I want to know your voice. I want to know your voice. I don't want to be ordinary. I don't want to be gambling, said the Holy Spirit. Say, well, if you heard the voice of the Holy Spirit, you won't be able to mention his name. Said the Holy Spirit. Said, the Holy Spirit, and you are normal. The Holy Spirit spoke to you, and you are normal. The Holy Spirit spoke to you, and you are still normal. You've not gone mad. You've not started building an ark for 120 years. And the Holy Spirit spoke to you. I was watching the TV on YouTube yesterday. There's a pastor that was dressing as a cross-dresser. He wore girls' clothes, ladies' clothes, all those things that they wear now. And he was preaching. Because, you know, people should be praying for me. So I'll not come tomorrow and say I'm wearing something that because you are looking for members. The candle is out. When the candle is out, you see all kind of rubbish. And people will be hailing it. They'll be hailing it. That this pastor is a man of God. He loves us. Meanwhile, the candle has been taken out and there is no somewhere to preserve the land. So, put up that scripture. We really don't have time, but maybe we'll try to wrap it up. So, I've established that the seven stars are what? The messengers, the angels, the pastors. God holds them very close, because if he wants to talk to them, God speaks into his local church through his messengers. Whatever makes God bypass the pastor, whatever makes God bypass Eli to speak through somewhere, there's a problem. So you have to pray for your pastor. Sometimes I even ask myself, do I even have anybody here praying for me? Because, you know, I just sometimes I think about it too. Do you know what it means, Pastor Rapper? Somebody calls you from far away, one far country, and say, man of God, I want to know the will of God. Please, when can I call you? And I'm looking at this brother. He has a Tesla. Or he has a... He's living like... He's very rich. But he was searching for the word of the Lord. He couldn't find it in America. Ah! I said, oh boy. Ah! I said, I suppose don't blow since. You called me from UK, from Austria, from Canada, from all these places, just to know what God is saying. I'm supposed to say, God says you should bring 7 rams. Don't send the rams, send the money. I will buy the ram, we'll do the sacrifice. The lampstand, I think we need to talk about this lampstand thing very well. So, but go to the next verse, because we don't have time. I want us to look at the credentials of this Ephesian church. Now, there's something you need to know about the Ephesian church. The Ephesian church is one of the most biblically stable church that Paul started. This is one of the most, like when you're talking about out of all the branches, the branch we correct, Ephesian church. They are sound doctrinally. God gave that church some foundational revelation for the body of Christ. This how the church, the governmental office, everything, pastors, prophets, apostles, God gave it to through the Ephesian church. How the church, orderliness, how to walk in Christ, in Him, all those revelations, God gave part of it to the Ephesian church. That church was stable. It was not like the Corinthian church. Very stable. When they come for international conference, and people from Ephesus come, and people from Corinth come, you will know the difference. Because when we are praying, the Ephesian, that Corinthian church, they speak in tongues. You will know they are the ones. But you see this Ephesian church, they are stable. When they say, okay, let's welcome Brother Paul from our church at Ephesus, and he starts teaching. There's depth. Something is moving inside of you. Is it the same Bible? The people from Corinthian church, that Corinth, they can go and say, shout! They shout, jump. If you are not shouting, you are missing it. If you are not jumping, you are missing it. Shout, bang, 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 bang. There's nothing wrong with dancing like that. But peradventure, I hope you are not in the Corinthian church. So I'm just passing by. I'm not saying it's wrong, go. I'm just saying, I hope that as you are jumping, bang, bang, my keyboard is not around today. Bang, 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 shout! When you finish shouting, they say, begin to speak in tongues. Everybody begin to shout. You don't even know what anybody is saying. Just shout. Whether it's God or it's your mind or you are copying somebody's tongues, we don't even know. Everybody just shout, 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 shout. But there was one man there that was sleeping with his father's wife. And nobody said anything. As long as you can still speak in tongues, we are good. So for God to bring up, do we have the scriptures? For God to bring up this thing against the Ephesian church, the question I was asking is, if God had to judge the Corinthian church, what will he say? If a church that is a model church, look at what Jesus said. He said, I know your works, say one. He said, I know your labor, say two. Patience. Look at this fourth one. He said, you cannot stand, you cannot bear those that are evil. See, let me tell you, what number is that? Four. Do you know what that one means? It means if a person comes here now and begins to preach and say, the Holy Spirit said there are 10 people here, they are going to give 1 million, rise up now. The Holy Spirit said, okay, if you cannot give 1 million, you can give 800. Come and receive the blessing. He will collect it till he gets to 5 naira. Sir, what did the Holy Spirit say? Is it 1 million or 5 naira? Because just to be sure, what exactly is this? So we just want to encourage people to give. We want to buy fan into the church. And we want people to key in. Sir, the Ephesian church, you cannot try that nonsense there. They say they cannot stand. See, the moment you begin to say, they'll come and collect the mic from you. Sir, go and sit down. You know, some of us, out of respect, will allow the man finish. It's not in Ephesus. So. The moment you start, the Holy Spirit told me this morning that there are 10 people here that will give 10 million naira. In 7 days, your life will be transformed. Don't be afraid. If your own is cash, stand like this. If your own is transfer, stand like this. I will not sit down until that money is come. Ah, sir, are you a fundraiser? Bazaar? You cannot try that thing in the church of Ephesus. He said they cannot stand. They cannot bear. Those, put up that scripture. They cannot bear. I cannot bear those who are evil. He said they were even this is a church that works in discernment. He said there are those who call themselves apostles. You know, not everybody is an apostle. There's no time I would have. Hold on. But I'm looking for trouble today. Let me give you, I have six. Let me just give you the marks of a true apostle. Number one, an apostle must have a definite calling from God to preach and teach his word. Not apostle in marketplace. Oh. Not that you are working in the bank. You now, they promote you to manager. You are not going about telling people you are an apostle in the marketplace. You are a civil servant or public servant or whatever, private servant. You are not an apostle. When I come to that bus stop, I will tell you how you will know. The first thing here is that the apostle must have what? A definite calling. God must call you to preach and teach his word. Number two, an apostle must have been with the Lord. God cannot commission an apostle that has not been with him. The scripture tells us that Jesus called 12 disciples and called them that they should first be with him so that he might send them out. So there is first a calling to stay with him. He might decide that all your life, all he wants is for you to stay with him. Others may be preaching and starting churches. He will say, you know, you stay. And if you stay, you have your crown. If you allow the pressure of your friends, you now went to start something. God told you, start drama ministry. Out of pressure and what you will eat, say, okay, you now start church to be supporting drama ministry. You have lost your reward. However you want to explain it. He called them to that they should be with him. Be with me. Because you don't, what the assignment I'm giving to you, you cannot carry it out or describe it if you don't know who I am. So stay with me. You can be here for 30 years to do it for 3 years. So stay with me. Don't be in a hurry. Don't look at all those people that are apostles from their mother's womb. One of them came. He said he was born again from his mother's womb. One of them spoke. One false prophet. I think, what's his name? Passion. Yes, he spoke last week. He said he watches porn and prophesies at the same time. Say, but his church members should not do it too. But he has the grace. It's not funny. It is a sign of the end times. Because Jesus told us, at the last days, false prophets will rise. And they will have members. So some of them were in Redeemed Church. They left because their pastor doesn't have anointing. They went to that one. Where they are opening their third eye. Number three. And this also applies to a prophet. An apostle must be commissioned with signs and wonders. An apostle must walk in signs and wonders. Not the one that they stage manage and say, anything I say, say yes. You are a maker, say yes. You come from Ohio, say yes. Even though this boy looks like he's from Ijebu, Ogun State, he say you have a sister, Christina. Say yes, yes. You had stroke 3 years ago. Anything I say, don't be saying yes. Meanwhile, we saw him in another church in Bega, where he was stretching his hand, that the hand was crippled, you know, was deformed. When the pastor prayed, the hand was healed. Why can't you just pray by faith? And if the person is healed, glory be to God. Must the miracle happen through your hand? The miracle could have happened when the choir was ministering. But when you put yourself under pressure, because people must see you are not Christ. So when you fail the test of being with him, you will go to a church and the only thing people see there is that pastor. It's a wrong sign. Many of those pastors cannot be on seat and somebody else will preach. They cannot sit down and somebody, for what? How are we going to make our money? Number four,
The life of an apostle will be marked with trials and persecution. Except God didn't call you. Number five. An apostle is usually blessed with unusual revelation. Many people who call themselves apostles today are evangelists. They are not apostles. So another day, maybe when we come for Bible school, if you people encourage me, we'll address some of those things. But it's good you start hearing it. Because sometimes, because we don't want to say some things on air, we say we'll do it in Bible school. And eventually we don't say those things. And people are getting lost. Most of the things you hear prophetic today, they are secret courts. Number six, apostles represent Jesus, not themselves. Just observe the person. Listen to him carefully. One day, his true nature will come out. You understand? Just observe him. Don't just take one message. Take like 1 year message. Listen randomly. You will hear something. Put up that scripture we are reading. Let's draw this because I don't even know. This, like, I've created a problem now. Put up the scripture. So Jesus spoke about their works. Now look at the marking scheme, bro, part. Jesus came. He wanted to talk to the church. He started identifying the good things about them. Which means when Jesus comes to review your life, he will look at your works. Ah, are we together? What are the works? The things you did for God. I'm not talking about you going on Facebook and Instagram to be posting, you know. I'm not talking about that. I said the things you did for God. The souls you won. The people you preached to. The people you discipled. Somebody wanted to come to church. He couldn't come. You sent him money. Ah, come and be blessed. Why will you be at home? The things you did for God. Ah, this chair is broken. Pastor, don't worry. We'll fix it. Bam. You did. The things you did for God. Those things that you did not think was anything. Jesus said, I know your works. I know the things you are doing. Those good things, I saw it. I am aware. Tell your neighbor, don't be slack in doing well. Today, people want to sit in their house and connect online. My brother, Jesus said, I know your work. You are not working from your bedroom. There's no work in your bedroom. Because you know that day you said you wanted to join online, you had chips and crackers on the plate. And you are watching me preach. I'm not saying it's bad. I'm just saying that Jesus said, I know your works. So the question I need to ask is, this is the month of May. If my life was to be reviewed and they say, okay, anything you do this year, we'll use it to determine your reward. What have you done? Just think. Don't answer. Think. And if you think that, oh, because you are not educated. Eh? Did you just talk about their certificate? Did Jesus ask them whether they could speak English? He said, I know your works. Which means they had a lot of good things they were doing. Is that not so? God is not a killjoy. God is not a killjoy. Anything you do for the glory of his name, he will recognize it. Even if your pastor, I don't like your face, I'm not going to talk about it. That's your pastor. Him and his wife, they are on their own. Jesus said, I know your works. If you came to church, you saw that pastor just preaches, like he's not looking all right. After Father, heal him. Father, strengthen him. Jesus said, I know your works. If you want to walk, walk. If you are waiting for everything to be all right before you start walking, Jesus said, I've also seen you. Because there's nobody that is working for God because it's convenient. Number two, he said, I know your labor. The word labor there speaks of effort. Say effort. Effort. Ah, let's try this thing. Ah, it did not work, but at least we try. Effort. It talks about using your physical energy. Effort. You may not have gotten much out of it. Maybe the thing did not really work out. But Jesus said, I saw your effort. When I was in the bank, they would tell us, how much did you bring to the bank last week? You did not open any account. I spoke to 10 customers. I said, Oga, we are not talking about effort. We are looking for results. How much did the customer give you? Say he's promising. Okay, go and sit down. I'm not looking for a promise. Money. Here you go. You say 450 million. Say, you see now?
This one, and it's your junior, $450 million. You're a thief. That's how they talk to us when I was in Bali. Say, you're a thief. Your junior brought $450 million. You say the other man is promising. You're a thief. You are stealing from the system. And how much is your salary again? Say, $450,000. HR, write his name down. And his matric number. He said, I know your... But God says what? He said, I know your effort. Tell your neighbor, try. Okay, tell your neighbor, try to try. Number three, Jesus says, I know your patience. Can you see, when you take all this, you just write them down. You cannot fail the exam. You know, that's where I started. I talked about exam. I talked about school project. You cannot fail. The man came and told you, I will check your work. I will check your effort. I will check your patience. Sometimes when trying to do God's will, people will offend you. And you just, for God, for God. Let me just leave it for God, for God, for God. Because of God. They will try you. You will suffer for your faith. Sometimes they will deny you of promotion because they know you are a Christian. They know you cannot change figures. You cannot steal. You cannot do what they are doing. You will be suffering because you are in Christ. And Jesus will not say anything. It's not every time you suffer for Christ that Jesus will save you. Sometimes he will allow you to suffer. But look at what he said. I know your patience. Because there are times you will pray. You will pray, you will fast 40 days, 80 days. Nothing. And you still decide to trust in God. Jesus said what? I know your patience. This is the marking scheme. This is an entire church. Which means when God, Pastor Tope, when Jesus looked at everybody in the church and did the calculation, find the mean average, most of them, this was their score. They were patient. They were working for God. And they labored. They labored. They didn't only try to win souls where it was convenient. They went to areas where it was not convenient. Number four, he said they cannot bear those who are evil. Because you are praying and fasting. You are doing so much for the Lord. You cannot listen to someone and say, hallelujah. Raise your right foot and shout hallelujah. Is that why we are here? I came from Egbeda to come and listen to God's word. And the pastor is standing saying, let me look at my lovely wife. Do you like her hair? Oh, people say, woo, 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 woo. Mama. Is this why you left Surulere? To come here. Peter preached for many years and died. Did you know Peter's the wife of the name of his wife? They even abused Paul. Hey, we don't even know your own level. Paul say, if I want to marry, I'll marry. Paul say, waiting now. People are talking, woman, say, if I want to marry, I'll marry. Nobody should rush me. Have you known that for Bible? Say, I have the power to take a sister. Ah! Say, why is he preaching all those things? Especially about marriage, it's not marriage. Say, hey, I know my age. If I want to marry, I go marry. If Paul marries you, and then he went to Ephesus, and they stoned him, and they say he did not wait that. The last information he got was that they say his body's on at the market square. Then you have hypertension. Then who will go and check? They have already admitted her. Meanwhile, Paul has resurrected. Enter the next city. Is it not for your own benefit that Paul did not marry you? you are in Corinth. They say they stone your husband. Sorry. They say he entered basket. They drop him from the top of the building. They say one day that he was swimming, that the sheep, something happened to the sheep, that they started swimming. But you know your husband, he doesn't know how to swim. But they say he was swimming. Say, are you sure it's Allah? Are you sure it's my husband? You just, every time, you don't know what they always, they said one day he fought with lion. Do you understand? Those Roman people, they threw him. He was fighting. Are you sure it's my husband is not tall? He says the one. He has car like this. He says the one. He says, he fought lion. See, and he did not die. He said, no, die. Say, that man just, any day he comes home, just, my dear, I've decided to serve the Lord, but not like this. From today, we are no more husband and wife. Because now you go kill me. You will kill me before my time. Today is lion. Tomorrow they say they stole you. I mean, so when Paul, you see, Paul just, he look at everything, he say, I just day my day. Make I day my day because no woman can survive this thing. Everybody, their husband go out in the morning, come back in the evening. This one, we don't know if he will come back. We don't even know where he is. No phone, no text message. One day they will bring his body home and say he has died. Then why they are saying he resurrected? He entered. He resurrected. He didn't even go to thank God. He entered the next. He said, "Do you believe in Jesus? Do you believe?" Ah! This kind of useless man is this. Put down that scripture. I love Paul, I'm telling you. So we don't celebrate our own. That's why you go and waste your time online with all those useless musicians. How can you, a Christian, know all the hit songs that just came out? The song just came out today and you are among the first to know. Are you a Christian? You don't know where souls are being saved. You don't know anything about revival. But a song, one musician, one small boy in Lagos, because his father has money, release a song, and you know the day the song will hit Spotify. You are even telling your friend it's tomorrow. Your name is not in the book of life. Make I just tell you now. If you like, argue with your keeper. She be on YouTube. He said, this church knows how to. If someone says, "I got called me as an apostle," they have the checklist. Say they are able to test. Look at it. Say they test those who say they are apostles and found that all of them were lying. Not the pastor, the church. The church were already so trained. They know how to check. You don't worry now. Maybe you will travel somewhere. You will attend one church very soon. You know, I say this is what Pastor Benga used to say. You will see it. Don't worry, very soon. They will call you for Thanksgiving, so that you come and join them to do Thanksgiving. You will see that and say, "That's what they do here." Never see anything. A prophet, until he died, they will not honor him. So, me, I honor myself. I give you my Bible. He said they found them to be liars. Next verse, quickly. And you have persevered. Come on, say persevered. You see, there are things you will go through. And believe me, I know. One pastor came. I will not tell you where or when. Talking to one of my friends. See, if you want this, your church to boom, boom, boom. Not grow. Boom. Try giving him tips. Later, they pursue the man. The man that is giving us tips. I saw him. They pursue him from where? In short, he doesn't have church again. But he had tips. Boom. You see the way that thing? Boom. You know that thing without smoke? Boom. Then after I smoke, you'll not see it again. That's how, if you follow them, they will see you for a while. Then later, they will not see you again. He said, you persevered. Give me that scripture. He said, you were patient. And you labored for my name's sake. And look at the last one. He said, you are not tired. You are not weary. Come and say, I will not be tired. Come and say, I will not be tired following Jesus. I will not be tired of following Jesus. I will not be tired. You have to say it to yourself, because there are many situations that will come across your way. Just like, I beg, I'll not do it again. Now leave me. I'll not be tired. Situation of life. Sometimes you know what to do. Money will enter. But you cannot do it because you have the Holy Spirit. Do you have an idea what I'm talking about? There are some customers. Where is Fatima? There are some clients. If you can do what they want, they will pay you. You say you are a cook, you are a baker, you are all these things. You want to teach us. I saw one video. Say you want to teach us how to make pasta. See, have you seen my pasta? If I shake your body, say you want to popular. You want to blow. You want to boom. And you make pasta. You follow those who want to win. What's that thing they win when they cook food? Cook a ton or something. See? Have you seen my pasta? Sorry, is it the pasta or your body? What are you showing us? Because I need to be sure what you are selling. You understand? You now can say, "I'm a Christian from Ekiti State. I will do 120 hours. You cannot make it. When they showed us the kitchen, where they were doing that. You know that? What's that? Chef, whatever names, for copyright issue. When they showed, and I celebrate the sister. She's a child of God. But you cannot win. The girl wanted to die there, die there. This other one that won, she's been working out, prepared, work out, take care of her health. Because she knows that day she will stand. You went to pray on mountain, came back. You say you want to win. Is it crown of life you want to win? Is it a cookathon? What? It's like, I don't know where you are. You want to be a righteous person in the midst of where unbelievers are shining. They will not allow you. But Jesus said you must not be weary. You will see your mate, your friend. She will do something. Boom! You see money. But you cannot. You want to do it. You will say no. My daughter, no. Then you went home. Me, I would think that if God says no, there should be rice waiting for me when I get home. It's still Gary. It's Gary. There's no light. You have to borrow pure water or something from somebody next door. But because the Holy Spirit said no, Jesus said, I love the fact that you are not weary. You see, but a lot of us are tired. A lot of us are tired, which is why we are now adding things. We are trying to be smart. And Jesus said, no, you'll be disqualified. If you do this one, you'll be disqualified. One of the conditions for victory, to be an overcomer, is that you must not be tired. When you get to the final line on that day in heaven, you should be walking like this. Then Jesus will hold you and say, my daughter, you made it. Then he will hold you and take you inside. Not that you say, only God knows who is serving him. Ha! See all the good things Jesus mentioned about them. Put up that scripture and jump to the next verse. Let's round up. Say, nevertheless, there's one thing. This thing has spoiled your result. You are supposed to answer 5 questions, but there's a compulsory question. You answered 4. You left the compulsory question. You have failed. This is the marking scheme. Jesus put this thing there so that when you see it, you can go back, look at your project work, and begin to fine-tune. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's why I spoke about class project and, you know, those things we used to do when we were on campus, when they put us into groups and say, to all of us, you work on this project. Look at what he said. He said, you have left your first love. So I went to research. I went to research first love. May the Lord help us. I said, what does it mean to forsake your first love? It says, it means to abandon your deep, passionate devotion and relationship with Jesus Christ. Let me repeat. To forsake your first love means to abandon. That means, I'm matured now. Abandon your deep, passionate devotion. Do you understand what I'm saying? Well, let me give you an example. In those days when you had this first love, if they say, let us pray, you will stand up from your chair. If someone comes to the church and says, this one don't matter. I'm desperate for you. You see, your devotion is making somebody feel guilty. It's not the keyboard. Something is in your heart and it's moving. The love of God is moving your heart. And you can't, once you just say, I'm desperate. There was a lady I preached to in Ibadan. I went to UI to greet my friends. I now met the girl. So the girl thought I wanted to ask her. So me too, I played along. And now I used to, I preach to her. The girl attends Sele. Very fine girl. Inside UI. So after I finished preaching to her, look me. I didn't even know that there was something else on her mind. So I led her to Christ. I now told her, can you follow me to church on Sunday? Me, I came from another state to see my friend. I found the church we will go. Scripture pastor, Pastor Libby Johnson. So I paid. Me, I didn't have money. We came to do Word Solution. You know Word Solution? Those people, they do for Agbowo, where if you drop 10,000 from the next week, they'll start paying you. They have so many names. Web solution. Who did you people? I see. If you have never suffered, I use my school fees. My mom gave me school fees. I went to Ibadan to do web solution. My brother, now I joined the team crash. I told my mom, I said, after this money, I will not collect money for school again. I went to boast. I said, this is the last time. Tina, if I say they remember something, so. How many of them don't blow their school fees before? Hey, I didn't see that. Confirm. Welcome to the brotherhood. All of us, we'll do meeting on Sunday. All of us that we enter our school. Man of God, I collect 50,000. 2,000. I'm five. My brother, just imagine that kind of money. I enter, I come for Ife. Oh, wait, Ife, I enter UI. Eh? While I was waiting to cash out, now here I see the girl. When I carry the girl, reach church for Sunday. They were now worshiping. This kind of song, where are they single? Eh? So she sat beside me. I went with one of my friends, Pastor Morak. He's a professor in the U.S. now. So he was standing here. I was saying, Anna. And I started weeping. And I don't know where God don't they drag me come from. When I say some of these, people think it's just I'm exaggerating. The song, I was not the pastor. I'm not preacher. I just came to attend. But I had a new convert. So I forgot that she doesn't know our way of life. I wasn't even wearing glasses then. I was just weeping. I'm desperate. I forgot that I came with someone. I'm desperate. You know, then I don't even get body. So I just like, I was like this, 11, 10. I'm desperate. And that's why they do that time. I'm lost without you. I'm lost. The girl, she couldn't say anything. She went to meet my friend, Pastor Mara. See? What kind of person is this? Do you know the funny thing? That was what caught her. She had never seen anybody so tender before God. So even though I led her to Christ, it was on that day that the Spirit of God now arrested her. That a full-blown man will stand in church, will stand in God's presence and be weeping when worshiping. She had never seen it. The thing that she now became a fervent Christian. The tears, not the message. Brokenness. She had never seen it. That's what converted her. Big men cry. Big women cry. There's nothing like, if you're a man, don't cry. You're a man. Big men cry. So I have something against you. Say you have lost your devotion. There's, when you hear my name, nothing moves inside of you. Nothing moves. It's just Jesus. Just Jesus. Say that devotion. You don't feel the lover of your soul. You are just there. Let's just go and see what they will say. It's not about who we preach. Man of God, do you know what happened to me today? I was in a meeting with everybody you can imagine in the world of the academia. While we were in that meeting, they took the light for 1.5 hours. You know what happened? The Lord started speaking to me. I became ashamed of myself. See the way everybody was sweating. The gem could not come up. Nothing was working. But as we all seated, because it was a hall like this, with this type of seat, but we were jammed together, we started feeling intense heat. And the Lord said to me, this is what happens when my children come together. Corporate fire. He said, you see the way everybody feels the heat.
He said, even if there is a devil, he cannot stay here. He said, because the fire is a corporate fire. It's a corporate fire. He said, this is what you must recover. This is what you must bring back to the church. This is what you must bring back. See, this one must bring back. We were in that place for 1.5 hours. I saw professors like this, head to toe. The water was coming out, but we could not cancel the meeting. Did you hear what I said? I said professors in a meeting like that. Some of them were squeezing their. I went to buy water. I wanted to drink it. When I saw one of them, I said, sir, take. He said, thank you. He said, thank you. The man, and the man was treating diabetes, but he could not leave the meeting. Eh? When it comes down to it, we lock the door. Nobody is going out. But you see that heat? We were all inside the heat. The person that was talking had to continue talking. It's like somebody was preaching. Don't stop. Keep preaching. Keep preaching. People were thinking, so let us tell her to sit down. They say, no, continue. This is the church. Eh? Keep preaching. Keep preaching. Keep preaching. And that girl stood there. Young girl, she was addressing all of us. We were wiping sweat like this. All those people who use hand fan, the hand fan stopped working. They drop it. Anyways, at some point, you now ignore the sweat. See the way all of us are doing. HOD, VC, Dean, everybody, see the way. Just keep looking. God said, this is how to generate fire. He said, this is why I said, do not abandon the assembling of yourself together. Because there are certain dimensions you don't unlock alone. You must be in the midst of your brethren. Say, you have abandoned your faith. You come to church, but you don't come for me. You come because you are in a unit. You come to church. You come because you are the one preaching. You didn't come because you wanted to meet with me. Some men came from the land of Greece. They said, look, Jesus was sleeping. They told Peter, say, wake him. We want to see Jesus. I know others came for miracle. We came from another country. We were not here for paparazzi. We want to see Jesus. When they woke Jesus up, they say, there are some men from another country. They say, they want you. What did Jesus say? He said, except a corn of wheat, falls into the ground and die. I say, my God. Jesus didn't say, you are welcome. Come and sit down. You want to see me? If you want to see me, you die. I will give you a cross. You will forget your former life. What is working, what is not working, forget about it. Take your cross and follow me. That's all. Whatever happens to you, if you fall down by mistake, or you fell down, saw yourself on top of a woman, get up! Carry your cross again. If you can still see him, follow him. If when you are carrying that cross, you heard something happened to your wife. Ha! What happened? Hey, she's dead. Oh, my God, my God. We'll give you 5 minutes, 3 days, 1 week, 1 month, cry. After that, carry your cross. Follow him. This person you are crying about has finished his race. You still have something. Yeah, continue. Nobody should wait. When they left Egypt, those who are weak that they could not walk, those young children, they carried them. No bone, even the bones of Joseph, they carried it. Nobody will be left. That's the power of belonging to a corporate assembly. That's the power of togetherness. When he said, you see, there are some things you will argue about until you come into a corporate environment. That's the day you will know you don't know anything. You will see a young boy will stand up, start addressing people. Now, this guy is right. I don't really know that thing. But you sit in your house, in your mind, you believe you know the Bible. Jesus said, I have one thing against you. You have lost your devotion. So even though you are working for me, even though you are putting effort, even though you are doing so many things, but it's not out of love. Because if you don't do it, nobody will do it. And you don't want them to mention your name. So you do it. The pastor can be struggling with his. One pastor came out, he said he doesn't believe that there's hellfire again. He doesn't believe there's heaven. But was the pastor of the church, pastoring over 5,000 people. In America. I don't understand the gospel those people are preaching. That's how they got to the point when a pastor woke up and said there's no hellfire, there's no heaven. Say God is love. God cannot send people to hell. Jesus has never sent anybody to hell. If there's any man in hell today, it was that man's choice not to follow Jesus that sent him there. Today is the day of salvation. If you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Maybe you have been lukewarm. Maybe you have been adding something to Jesus. Maybe you have been living your life the way you please, and Jesus is yet to warn you. Listen to me. I was sent to tell you. Say, I know your works. If you are online, listen to me. Say, I know your works. You cannot afford to be cold. It's too dangerous. You cannot afford it. The price you pay for being cold is like being a Christian and suffering like a sinner. You cannot afford it. You cannot afford it. Let's pray. Let's pray. Rise up and feet. Let's pray. Let's pray. I want you to 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 pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. Pray for yourself. You see, this